Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side,
shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize
when we ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost hosts for this evening. I'm Matt.
I'm Derek.
And I'm Craig.
Please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching. Go ahead and pull down on those safety bars because we won't be doing that for you. Gentlemen, where in the world are we?
Somewhere hot.
Very warm. Homecoming.
Homecoming.
2018.
Homecoming
no,
at
not,
Disney Springs.
Not Chef Art Smith's homecoming,
oh,
Derek, as
oh,
much
oh, oh.
as you would like to be there.
Overrated.
I have one question. Who let the dogs out?
How many times will he ask that question tonight?
The Baja Men.
The Baja Men did.
I thought that was sung by Taylor Swift.
This is milestone episode 74. As all of our fans here know, 74 is a big number in the life of any podcast. We are here, as Craig said, at Homecoming 2018 at Hickman County High School in sunny, beautiful Centerville, Tennessee, our hometown.
And we must say it's per request of the student body, so if there's any other student bodies out there listening and want us to come to your homecoming, you can provide transportation, two nights lodging, and meals, and we will be there.
And fund our next Disney vacation. We'll be glad to come to your high school and embarrass you.
Hey, we will
that
take
sounds
your...
like a small price to pay, honestly.
We will take your seniors on a senior trip to Disney if our if we're paid for through it.
Craig, you're getting out of hand now.
Oh, sorry.
You're promising. You're
Craig.
You're cashing
you?
Checks.
If,
we
if
can't write.
If it's paid for, we will be glad to go.
How are you getting out of school?
I know people. Is it?
Craig, I noticed that a lot of people here listening have candles lit in our honor.
No, they don't. No,
as I always I say,
see, they do kind of blow in the
as
wind.
As the
here.
Famous saying goes, a candle no, once lit.
Nobody's ever said that.
Is not twice bit.
No, nothing.
I believe that's.
I've never heard that in my life.
That's you know.
Once lit, twice shy.
No, it's not. Nothing like that at all. I've never. Who says that?
We say
who
it.
Says even the candle?
Everybody.
Thing?
You know, our listeners are probably wondering at this point, what is this episode going to be about?
That's
I
what
wish we knew.
That's yeah. We rarely know. This is episode 74. All things sports at Walt Disney World. Does that sound like a good name to you people out there?
Let's hear that crowd a little bit. Are y'all there? See, so we're not making it up.
We're not just pumping that noise in. I mean, there are literally hundreds and hundreds of Triple G fans here around us. We've had to put up some police tape to keep them from getting too close, but here we are.
And so,
hey,
all sports.
Just so you know, this episode is for the children.
The children.
Because like our friend Josh,
everything
we do
for
is for the children. This is for you. You, Harrison.
Nearly adult children.
Yes.
Get a job.
What do we have any special things happening on tonight's episode on campus?
We have some very special things happening. We're going to be interviewing some of our students throughout today's episode.
Okay.
And also, we are going to be interviewing a former World Series champion. That's a true story.
Yes. As he drives off.
Yep. There he goes. He'll be back. He'll be back.
He is the high school AD.
High school AD and World Series champion.
Don't give away too much.
Okay, sorry.
We want him coming back for the rest of the episode.
Okay.
I'm going to have to get a snow cone sometime.
We do have snow cones here, provided by Carter and Shelby Hoover. Let's all give them a round of applause here for providing tonight's snow cones, free of charge, 74 different flavors in honor of the 74th episode. Now, just so to remind the listeners, the three of us did graduate from here. Craig,
all
I believe,
three.
In 1964.
No.
Derek
no.
in
91.
46.
Oh, 91.
Craig, 91. Derek?
97.
97. And myself in 2005. And so we are here back celebrating homecoming. As you said, the student body insisted that we come and record. I believe they... How many signatures were on that petition, Lily?
Oh,
500
I think
signatures.
She said five.
Oh, well, she paused.
Oh, okay.
I think she threw the 100 in there as a sympathy word. But we have there's a tailgate party going on here. Kids are partaking in...
Spike ball
and cornhole and freeze tag, among other games.
Ice baths with slushies?
Yes. It's very hot. If you know me, it feels like 98, Craig.
Oh, it feels like 22 to me.
Oh, stop.
Celsius?
Yeah.
You ready to start this episode?
Let's get started here.
We better get to talking here.
While people are still listening.
So here we are. It is time for some Friday Night Lights. We are here around some football here as we prepare to watch our Hickman County Bulldogs take on the Perry County Vikings. And at the end of the episode, we will be making our picks on who's going to win the game, much like College Game Day.
Ooh, I like that.
Okay, so football, guys. Let's start with this. If you're going to watch, let's say you happen to be at Walt Disney World during the Super Bowl or okay. during the BCS national title game, or I don't know, you just want to watch your favorite team play, where are some places in Walt Disney World that we can tell our lovely fans here and those listening, where in Walt Disney World can you find a great place to watch the big game?
I think just right off, you're going down to Boardwalk, and you're going to ESPN restaurant there. They have multiple TVs. And it is, again, ESPN-themed. Sometimes they do have live broadcasters there
yeah.
For different events. But that is a great place. If you never ate there, go down to Boardwalk and visit there. And it's right next door to, you know what?
It's right next to the Boardwalk.
Ample Hills,
Ample
Derek.
Hills.
Oh, yeah.
So, Derek's lost a step.
Sorry, I thought it was a trick question.
And evidently, the only place to get a cream-filled pretzel, too.
That's true.
Sorry, didn't mean to go back there.
And probably best, if you're going to do that, to make it on an Epcot day.
Yes.
Would probably be your best planning yeah. step so that you're closest without having to take numerous buses.
And that is the ESPN Club.
Yes.
It is a five-minute walk away from International Gateway in Epcot. So, yes, that's a great idea. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we also have here one of our Homecoming Queen nominees walking this way, Jillian Estes. We'll be interviewing Homecoming Queen and King candidates throughout
Lady
the episode.
In red.
She is wearing her Bulldog red, and I think she's making her way over to the tent. So we'll interview here and ask, where would a Homecoming Queen go and what would they do if at Walt Disney World dressed in their finest attire?
Okay.
So, I like it.
So we're still on where you're going to go watch the game?
Yes. So Craig said ESPN Club. Derek, what about you?
I'm going to go to one of my favorite resorts, and that's over at the Coronado. And that's going to be Rick's Sports Lounge, I believe it's called.
Oh, now why does that stand out to you?
Because it's at a resort that I would probably be at. If I'm there, I might as well stay there. Who needs a park?
Very true. I wonder if they show some games on the, like those blow-up inflatable TVs they show movies on sometime, with like a Super Bowl game.
That would be interesting. Those movies under the stars?
Yeah, I wonder if they do sports under the stars. I don't think they do that.
Oh.
Listeners, if any of you are out there and you know if they do that, please contact us via social media. I'm going to share one. I'm also going to go to one of my favorite resorts. First of all, I don't ever get to watch the big game because I'm chasing kids in my household. But if I was to watch the big game at Walt Disney World, I would go to somewhere that's less hectic, less chaotic. Craig wants to jump right into the middle of all that mess at the ESPN Club. I'm going to go over to Wilderness Lodge.
Ooh.
To the Territory Lounge. It's very chill in there, very relaxed. I'm going to have a bowl of that portobello mushroom soup and prop my feet up. And if I get tired of watching the game, I'll probably just go out and sit on the water or take a boat to Magic Kingdom.
Now, will they still be serving food with the closure of...
That's a great question.
You know, I don't know.
Hey, you didn't hear it from me, but...
it's going to stay open.
They're taking Artist Point and turning it into a character dining experience. Did you all know that out there? Artist Point being transformed into a character dining location. I hope they keep the portobello soup. I mean, it was a big hit.
I just mean the lounge. Isn't that where the lounge food comes from?
Yeah.
That kitchen. I'm sure they're not changing anything in the kitchen. But
depends on if it goes with the theme, I assume.
Yeah. Is there any other places that stand out to you that you would think, oh, well, that'd be a great place to watch the big game?
It doesn't have to
be football. It can be basketball. It can be boxing.
I think any of the resort lounges would be fine.
Right, because most have big TVs.
Yeah, they're going to show something, I think. Me, I would lean towards the moderates.
I think we need to plan a Super Bowl Sunday trip down there just to find out. Don't you think, Derek?
Why not?
I think that we need to... Plan a trip.
Let's plan a trip for any occasion.
Oh, that's true, too.
Boys and girls, put your hands together. Over here in the graveyard tent, we have Homecoming Queen candidate Jillian Estes, everyone. Jillian, congratulations on being one of the three finalists for Homecoming Queen. Are you excited about tonight? Are you nervous? How you feeling?
I'm excited. Very excited.
Have you been involved in any kind of, rigging of the election? Is there any... Have you paid anybody off to try to help you win? Yes.
Oh, of course. That's the only way, right?
At least she admits it. She's truthful.
A lot of honorable students here at HCHS.
What Disney princess do you feel like right now?
Let's say Aurora.
Ooh.
Aurora. So you feel like going to sleep? Yeah. Okay. Now, Jillian, what is your favorite? Have you ever been to Walt Disney World?
No, I haven't.
But if you should win tonight, the first thing you're going
to
say is?
I'm going to Disney World.
See?
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, let's put our hands together for Jillian Estes. Yay. Congratulations. Well said. Well spoken. We'll be looking for other candidates to harass later on in the evening.
We are equal opportunity harasser.
I also see a spot a super fan over there, John Jacobs. We'll be talking to him momentarily as well.
Have any of you, speaking of sports, have you stayed at the All-Star Sports?
Oh, have I, to quote Josh. unfortunately, I have stayed.
Have you been
All-Star
banned
sports.
From the Four Seasons as well, Matthew?
I have not been banned from any hotel that I know of. But we have stayed at All-Star Sports. I stayed there one time for two nights. I have no intentions of going there again, unless, of course, I'm just looking to save as much money as possible. It is one of the most affordable hotels on Walt Disney World property.
Yeah, I looked earlier. It's between $88 and $99 right now.
Wow. And that's where I start looking really is kind of in the All-Star area when I do these short trips. Mm-hmm. I start there, and I might book it, and then if I find something later...
But you know
a
you
little
have
step
the,
up. That if I get a pop after that, right. I'm moving to pop. So it doesn't speak well for the All-Stars. But
well, the only experience I have with All-Star is in 1998.
How old are you?
Listen, in 1998.
20 years.
In 1998, my wife, they all went. I think it was 98. Might have been 96. But my wife went with the ball team, and they won the Walt Disney Christmas Classic down there. The trophy is right in here behind us.
Should we go get it to show the listeners?
We probably need to, but that's a...
just break the case.
They own that trophy from that year when they won it, and they stayed at All-Star Sports, and it is chaotic because that's usually where most sports teams stay.
Do you
think we can take that trophy back to All-Star and they'll let us stay there for free?
If we can get a key to get in there, I think so. I think it's worth a try.
Oh, well.
Can we get it on the plane?
Let's steal the trophy.
We can gate check that.
Sure.
I stayed there. I can see it being fun for little ones who are big into sports. It's kind of stuck in the early 1990s. Like, did you guys ever read Sports Illustrated for kids
yes.
in the 90s?
Yes.
Like that's what it is. I remember reading that growing up. It's just very old. It's very dated. Not in a good retro kind of way.
I still get that subscription. What?
Craig's our funny man here. Derek's our angry man.
What are you?
I'm a loser. Yeah, All-Star Sports, if you're looking to save money, as much money as possible, that's the only way I could recommend it. But then again, if you've got kids that like sports, you know, someone like Harrison Kelly may enjoy going to All-Star Sports as I see him over there.
But they are going through renovations. The All-Stars, I believe all the All-Stars are getting renovations.
Let's hope so. Well, that just means that Disney can jack up the prices again.
That's right. Oh, no. What else is sports-related at Disney that we can discuss?
Well, we talked about watching the big game. We've talked about All-Star Sports.
One thing we didn't talk about on the sports complex is you can watch the Braves in spring training every year.
Yeah, let's head over to Disney's Wide World of Sports, the ESPN Wide World of Sports.
I believe they're fixing to move.
They're still going to be there in 2019, I saw.
Are they?
Yes.
Now, I know we have, you mentioned your wife had helped coach a team there before.
Right.
Derek, you've been to the Wide World of Sports, correct?
I have, one time, to see the Braves play.
There you go.
And how was that?
It was enjoyable. I enjoy baseball, so... Unlike Matthew here.
Is it a nice stadium? Hey, I haven't seen the stadium. Is it a pretty nice stadium?
It is. It's a professional. The size, it's a small stadium, but the field itself is very professional looking. And
now, do you have to buy tickets to go see them play?
Yes. They were.
Oh, boo. It's
spring
training.
They're probably
it's not even real baseball. First of all, if I go to a baseball game, I'm sitting there for 6 hours beginning to end, and now you want me to pay to see a practice game that's going to be 7 hours?
I don't know what to say to that.
I have been to the ESPN Wild World of Sports.
Why?
I actually went there to play in a couple of AAU tournaments when I was in high school.
Oh, yeah, you were the fancy travel ball player.
Ooh. Well, you know, somebody has to do it, and I was there.
That's right, and you went to college for that said sport.
College boy. So it's a very nice complex. I mean, it's state-of-the-art, up-to-date.
Unlike all-star sports, is that what you're saying?
It's the opposite. It is the antithesis. How about that? There's a word. There's an ACT word, students. Antithesis. It is the antithesis of all-star sports. I also know a lot of people have to go there to register for the marathon, half marathon, packet pickup.
Well, there's also several people that we know have been there for cheerleading tournaments and competitions. Here's another homecoming attendant. Two attendants.
Yes, everybody is in their ballroom attire. So they're preparing. Maybe they're going to Victoria and Albert's over at the Grand Floridian.
Ooh.
The chef's table.
Chef's table. I think it's time to bring on another guest. Come on up here, John. Now, ladies and gentlemen, John Jacobs, correct me if I'm wrong, is a freshman here at Hickman County High School, and he loves the Grim Grinning Guys so much that his father grounded him from his phone earlier this year because he was listening too much.
Well, and you know why? Because he hasn't been listening long, but he went on a marathon, kind of like what you do on Netflix. He went on a marathon listening.
He binged.
Yes, binged. What the children call it nowadays.
So, John, how you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty fine. Just enjoying being out here with you all.
John, what's your favorite episode so far with the Grim Grinning Guys?
Well, I kind of like the ranking system ones. Although I didn't really like Star Tours being so low on that one. That's one of my favorite rides.
That was me, right?
Of course that was you, Craig.
John, do you feel like our ranking system is pretty accurate besides that?
Besides, I think it was pretty accurate, yes.
And you've been to Disney a few times, haven't you?
Yes, I've been a few times.
And John has stayed somewhere I have not at Camp Wilderness, Fort Wilderness, I'm sorry.
Yeah, mainly we didn't really stay in the hotels. Mainly we just went camper.
The Jacobs family stays in the campers. Do you enjoy that?
Yes, it's pretty fun. You don't really have to spend as much going with the camper because you have to pay extra for all the extra stuff that you get in the hotel.
And it's kind of like sleeping in your own bed at Disney.
Exactly.
Except you're in a camper.
Well, exactly.
You still bought the bed.
And I guarantee it's nicer than All-Star Sports. It's definitely nicer than All-Star Sports. John, you enjoy tonight, man. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, John. Thanks for listening.
Well, thanks for podcasting.
So, yes, the ESPN Wild World of Sports has several different offerings for you to partake in. Here's a homecoming king candidate, Mr. Joseph R. Sega. Joseph, will you come over here for just a moment?
Just a moment, Joseph.
We won't take too much of your time. We know you've got people to see and autographs to sign. He is one of the three finalists here for ACHS Homecoming King, Mr. Joseph R. Sega. Joseph, how are you doing tonight? Are you nervous? Are you excited? How are you feeling?
Pretty good. Pretty good. It's been an honor for all the seniors to nominate me, and I'm pretty excited.
How nice of you to say. Now, Joseph is originally from the Philippines.
Yes.
Have you ever been to Walt Disney World, Joseph?
No.
Would you like to go?
I wouldn't.
Okay, yeah, I'll tell you what. We will go with you as long as you pay our way.
Okay.
All right.
It'll be like a VIP tour.
He's a high school student.
All right.
Now, Joseph, you used to be a big... I know you've listened to a lot of our episodes, correct?
Correct.
Which is your favorite episode?
I'm not really sure. They're all pretty great.
Now, that's what we like to hear.
He read it right from the card like we put it in front of him.
Spoken by a man who cannot remember a single episode that he's listened to. Thank you, Joseph.
That was a great bailout, though.
Joseph, thanks for stopping by. Best of luck tonight.
No problem. Thank you.
Joseph R. Sega. Put your hands together, Bulldog fans. Joseph R. Sega.
That's right.
Let's hear some noise from all of our Grim Grinning Guys fans out there.
Matthew, I think here comes our special guest across the parking lot.
Oh, my goodness. Here he is. He is 6'8". He is a 1987 World Series champion, the athletic director here at Hickman County High School, and, as he told me earlier, he participated in the longest baseball game ever, Mike Smithson. Coach Smithson, how are you?
So you did not watch that baseball game?
I did not.
Did I hear the word money over here?
If we were asking for some.
Oh, okay. I got you.
So, Coach Smithson, has it been a good homecoming week here?
So far, so good, Matthew. If we keep the rain out of here, I think we're going to have a great night for football.
Well, we are certainly excited. We thank you for inviting us to be here. We know you had a big hand in our attendance here tonight. I know you had to make some...
You know, I had to scrounge some room up to get y'all in here, but I made that work.
Well, we sure do appreciate it. Coach Smithson, have you ever been to Walt Disney World?
I've been there 7 or 8 times.
Really?
Yes.
When's the last time you were there?
You know, I used to, when I played with the Twins, our spring training was in Orlando.
Okay.
So we got free passes there, and we used to go out two or three times a year for spring training. I'm trying to think the last time I was there, I think Kelly was maybe 3 years old, and we stayed there, and we stayed at the Grand Floridian.
Oh. Yes. So it's been about 30 years since you were there.
Yes, it is, but I would love to go back because the more I go, the more I see.
Yeah.
I mean,
absolutely.
You can never go enough.
Exactly. Have you been listening to the podcast lately?
Well, I haven't. You know, we're lucky to get 2, 4, and 5 where I live, so we don't even have cell phone service on Swan Creek, much less city water.
Now, you mentioned staying at the Grand Floridian. What was your favorite ride that you remember from Walt Disney World? What did you enjoy about it?
You know, I just like to ride the monorail around the park. It was just, like I said, you saw something different all the time. Favorite ride? Probably the Hall of the Presidents.
Nice. We're big fans of the Hall here. Yes, and the monorail. He likes the monorail because you don't have to pay to ride it.
That's right. Anything's free is me.
Yeah. Well, Coach Smithson, you got any other wise words for our millions and millions of listeners out there on the airwaves?
Well, all you fans that are worldwide, if you're ever in Tennessee, stop by Hickman County High School, see Matthew. Does your audience know that he is a level 5 teacher? Does he make that aware of that?
They do not know.
I try to keep that a secret.
There's not many level 5s in this county, and he is one. So,
well, I'm sure our listeners would love to come watch me teach a high school classroom.
Last year's Teacher of the Year for...
And do they know that his jerseys on? Do your listeners know that his jersey is hanging in the gym?
I'm going to have to cut all this out. Oh, man.
Just in case you get any money, I will come back and get some.
Well, you'll be the first one to know if we do.
We have 2 of the 4 jerseys, right? Male jersey retired right here talking to us.
Something like that, yeah.
Matthew and Mike Smithson.
Thank you guys for being here. This is great. And for the people that don't know, 3 of the best guys in Hickman County.
Well, Coach Smithson, like you said, Craig, he has read off everything perfectly that yeah, we wanted him to
and we
say.
Will give you a check later,
yes.
Coach Smithson. Now, we appreciate all that you do. I mean, he's been we had to track you down because you've been all over this place, and he keeps our athletic departments going all year long, and we appreciate that more than you know.
And he's ready to go back to Walt Disney World. Let us know. We'll go with you, Coach.
I'd love to. Thanks, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for Mr. Mike Smithson.
At this point right now, I'm going to say that most of the student body here is not impressed with what we do behind the scenes.
Well, you know, it's a long, slow burn.
Like the candle.
Oh, no.
Yes,
Derek,
yes, yes,
why?
Yes, 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 yes.
Derek, I feel encouraging him.
You know, this topic is kind of all over the place. I don't feel like
it is. It's
what
the
student body
show.
Requested this.
It's the fun of a live show.
Is there any other sports at Disney we've left out? I mean,
let's talk some golf at Walt Disney World. Golf at Walt Disney World.
Both miniature and regular.
Regular?
I don't know what else.
Regular.
What else you call that?
Golf?
PGA now, sanctioned?
You can go to more specific information, you can go to golfwdw.com, and that takes you directly to the Walt Disney World golfing website to find more out about courses, prices. There is Disney's Palm Course. It says, meet the test of an outstanding course amid the natural beauty of the Florida woodlands. This 18-hole championship course features shimmering lakes, tropical sands, palm trees, and sloping greens. It is a 4-star golf course as rated by Golf Digest. And so that's the Palm Golf Course.
I've not played any of these, so.
I have not either. Craig, have you?
I've driven by them.
I will say, I would like to go and play one time just so I can hit out of the Mickey-shaped bunker.
That is.
Now, do they have that at every course?
I think
they do.
I believe they all do now.
I think that's where I would be, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
You'd hit it in there?
Yes.
Or I'd be OB.
Speaking of golf, there's also Disney's Magnolia Course. Named for its majestic magnolia trees, this course features elevated tees, spacious greens, and challenging water hazards. Wide fairways invite you to hit the ball and hit it long. Sounds good to me.
Do they have a special discount for DVC renters?
I meant to ask Coach Smithson when he stayed at
if it was a DVC renter.
Floridian, if it was as a renter.
Hey, you know, the courses are nice, and I would like to go there, but I just don't think about going to the courses and I won't say wasting the time, but spending that time when I could be in the park. But maybe eventually I would like to do that and spend more relaxing trip, just me and Misty, and do that.
I talked to Rachel before this trip that we're fixing to take now. I asked her if we could just go down there and not get any park tickets.
No, but you talking about like doing some events though,
and do other things that they right. offer and stay out of the parks.
That's a good idea.
That would lame.
That would be a good lame. RTR.
You're LeMay.
What? Speaking of Derek, when do you leave?
I leave
today. Is the 7th as we record this?
7th. I leave on the 16th.
Wow. Countdown.
I had to change it. Move it back a week.
Matthew, let's speak about something you are familiar with, and that's the miniature golf.
Well, just real quick, a couple more golf courses. You also have the Lake Buena Vista course and then the Oak Trail golf course, which I believe the Oak Trail course is the 9-hole course.
Walking.
Yes. They have a deal currently going called the Sunrise 9.
It's been going for a while.
Well, yeah. But I believe they pick you up at your hotel, take you to the course. You play 9 holes. They give you a small breakfast, and I think it's $40. So it's not a bad deal.
Wow.
I know a lot of our students here would be interested in golfing at Disney World.
But it is walking.
Yes, you okay. do have to walk.
Okay.
So, Craig, you mentioned the miniature golf. Gardens? I played at Fantasia Gardens.
The pro course?
It was the pro course, yes. It was me and my 4-year-old son, Bruin, and Josh. It was a lot of fun. It was unlike any other putt-putt golf experience that I'd had. It was challenging. It wasn't gimmicky. But it was quite difficult.
You know, I've been waiting for Josh to put an article about that on ECWDW, and I've yet to see that about y'all's trip.
I don't think he wants people to know that him and I actually hang out. I think it's a source of embarrassment for him. So,
I'm kind of disappointed that they just still use, at that course, as difficult as it is, that they still use the standard putter.
You think they should give you like a Scotty Cameron Titleist?
Wow.
At least a Cleveland.
Hey.
Yeah.
Guys, here comes one of the grim grinning gals.
I'm scared. I hope she doesn't try to take over again.
This may be one of
the famous Bruin.
Come
over here, Bruin.
So would this technically count as Sissy listening to the podcast?
This is her first episode ever, yes. That course at Fantasia Gardens is a par 72. And if I remember correctly, I actually shot a 59. So
you shot a 59 yes. or Josh?
What are the miniature golf courses at Walt Disney World?
Fantasia Gardens, Winter Summerland. I believe that's it, Matthew. Winter Summerland and Fantasia Gardens.
And each course has two 18-hole courses.
That is correct.
And Winter Summerland can be found at the entrance of Blizzard Beach. Fantasia Gardens is just a short walk from the Swan and Dolphin. It's kind of behind the Swan and Dolphin. Now, Bruin, did you have fun playing putt-putt at Disney World?
Yes.
Okay. That's Bruin, ladies and gentlemen. A man of few words. Oh, if only he was.
Just for this episode.
Well, guys, is there anything else we want to address sports-related at Walt Disney World? I'm sure we're forgetting a lot of things. I don't know if the listeners at home have enjoyed this, but we sure have. It's been fun.
Well, if there's anything else the listeners think of, they can let us know on social media. Hey, you forgot this, and it's our favorite sports-related thing.
There's not really.
There's the Frontierland Shooting Arcade.
That would be a sport. Shooting. That would be a sport.
It is fun. It's a dollar to play, but I think well worth it. I've always enjoyed it.
Do you consider that a sport?
Yes. Shooting for sport. It brings us now, boys and girls, you're going to be excited for this. Are you ready? It is time for the longest running segment
yes.
in the history of Grim Grinning Guys.
Yes.
It is a segment we like to call
Grim
Grinning
Greatness. Homecoming edition.
That's exactly right. It is Grim Grinning Greatness. And this is where one of us asks a question. What is your favorite? What is your least favorite? Something. And we share our greatness. Now, the only rule is, once the answer has been said, another person cannot use the same answer. So, it is Derek's turn
okay.
tonight. Derek, what is your grim, grinning greatness okay, question?
We did forget to mention Splitsville.
Oh, luxury lanes.
We did.
If you want to go bowling. It's
Sorry.
At Disney mention. Springs. If you ever, I mean, even if you'd want to go to Disney
Sorry,
Springs.
Sorry, Matthew didn't think of it because it's Disney Springs.
Okay, Derek, what's your question?
Okay, my question.
And also, can I say, in this Grim Grin Greatness segment, my lovely wife, Cecily Dotson, is going to answer as well. So we have a guest
A Grim Grin gal answering the
yes,
question.
Yes, as a part of the Grim Grin Greatness.
Sweet.
Okay. What Disney sports movie could we turn into some type of attraction in the parks? And I'm going to say the Mighty Ducks.
Nice.
Oh, yes. That's what I was going to say.
And I think you could have maybe something similar to maybe a trackless ride, something similar but better than.
So it's like you're the puck on the ice.
Yeah.
Wow.
and you kind of get not kind of like bumper cars, but kind of like alien swirling saucers, but better.
Do you get to meet?
Maybe a little more violent.
Of course you want it more violent.
Of course. Why not?
Do you get to meet Gordon Bombay?
Well, he'd be there signing autographs every day.
Now, you can find the you can find a wing of All-Star Sports kind of dedicated to the Mighty Ducks.
Is there?
Yeah. Well, so it's well represented there.
I'll still not go.
Craig, what about you? Which movie would you use? Do you want me to go next?
Yes, you can go.
Well, I was leaning toward Miracle, but you took hockey. So the one that jumps to my mind is Remember the Titans.
Yes.
Great movie. I don't know how what kind Fantastic of attraction movie. You would be, but it's my favorite Disney.
I think we'd take turns tackling Matthew.
Thanks, Derek.
It's just
always
violent.
So supportive. Yeah. Remember the Titans? I don't know. Maybe you could make it into
football practice,
a ride, or a show like
where
a
they have
stage
to do up
show. I don't. That's not a very good answer.
Stage show.
Angels in the Outfield. That might be a good one.
What are you doing with that?
You'd have crazy baseball players just flying all over the place.
Hey, how many of you have to take before I get a chance?
Okay, sorry, Craig. Your turn.
Good
I'm
grief.
Done.
I was thinking Herbie, something like that, but I'm sure that was done in the past. So I'm going to do what would probably be an easy way. It's an older movie, but it'd be an easy way to make an easy ride. And you're going to kick yourself because you thought, of course, Cool Runnings.
Jamaica,
that
man. We have a bobsled team. Man, that's a bobsled ride.
Yes.
That would be phenomenal.
Craig is the winner.
And you got to put on, what's the hair?
The whole outfit?
No, the helmet?
No, the hair. What's the
dreads?
Dreads. You got to wear dreads. That's what your helmet looks like.
That's something. That's an interesting helmet. He had me until then, dude.
Oh, sorry. We'll take that out.
I was on board with him. Well, that brings up our grim grinning gal. It's time for her to answer the question. Sissy, the question was, if you could take one Disney sports movie and turn it into a ride or attraction, which one would it be?
My movie would be Air Bud.
Why?
I love dogs.
Air Bud, she loves dogs.
And Sissy, could you laugh for us after that?
Yes.
Of course, Cars is the ultimate Disney movie that has been turned in.
Guys, this has been fun. It's now time, though. It is time to make our picks for tonight's game, tonight's homecoming game.
Okay.
We'll start.
Are we going to have a battle of the bands tonight?
I think there's only one band here.
Oh.
So that'd be tough.
Us versus them?
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and make my pick tonight. Are you ready for this, Bulldog fans? Tonight, in the homecoming game, I am picking the Hickman County High School Bulldogs to be victorious over the Perry County Vikings.
No, that's a tough pick. I didn't expect that.
Hey, I'm going to go there, but I'm going to put a little pressure on them.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to put a score out there.
Woo! Oh, man. Hot take here, people. Everybody grab some ice or snow cone.
And if I say it, they have to score this amount. 302 to 17.
Derek, have you been to a football game before?
Do you know what football is?
Oh, that's not how the scoring works?
Well, I mean,
I don't know what sport you can score that in. Bowling? No. Yeah, well, no.
Can't score 302.
Sorry, no. I studied geology.
Oh, okay. My pick, boys, I am going to say I've studied both sides. I've looked at both offenses and defenses.
He's
I looked at the coaching
it.
Schemes.
Special
I've,
teams.
I broke it down, and I've been studying for over a week, and I am to say the Bulldogs are going to be victorious by a landslide.
Oh, wow.
Mine wasn't a landslide?
I think it was, but if they score that, it will be unbelievable.
Well, guys, I think our listeners at home have had enough. I know the listeners here have had enough. One more time, we want to give a shout-out to all of our students who have stuck here right around the tent, listened for the last hour. I mean, there have just been hundreds of them come by.
Can we hear you one more time just to prove?
Yeah!
All right.
Guys, this has been very fun, but we have to go.
Aw.
I actually have to go announce, and Craig has to keep the scoreboard, and Derek has to go home and edit this episode. So... Ladies and gentlemen, we thank you for listening. Please continue to share with your friends, neighbors, and enemies, and anyone you know to please listen to our podcast.
Follow us on social media, on Instagram,
Twitter,
and Facebook.
You can also hear us on Podbean and iTunes.
Make some comments and leave us some encouraging words on all those as well.
That does it from here at Hickman County High School. Make sure, fans, as you leave, be sure to...
beware the hitchhiking ghost.
And hurry back.